a fourth down. Only Marshfield has attempted fourth downs, and they're 2 for 2.
You have 3 timeouts, but if you don't like the way this play is setting up, you can burn a timeout here if you're Tom Westcott. 3 wideouts. The lone wide receiver to the far side is Brody Knapp. That's the far side of the field. Clark set up wide to the near side. The slot receiver is Neff. Slight delay here. Not sure what the delay for. All the officials are standing around. All the officials are going to get together. I think there was... not too sure what the delay really was for, as the umpire stays on top of the ball. And now they're going to let Memorial snap it if they want. Here we go. 4th down and 7 from the plus 31. Gunlock. Knee-high snap. Looking. Throws over the middle. It's deflected at the line. Incomplete. And Marshfield's defense holds. Marshfield will take over on downs at their 31-yard line with 1:23 left. And, well, for them right now, if they want to get squirrely, Dennis Gadel's team does have 3 timeouts themselves to play with 1:23 left until halftime.
And Marshfield, if they score here, could turn around and make it a 2-fer, which, if you're a Memorial, would be a terrible 2-fer.
Chase Robinson will be under center. Got Taylor and Rohde in the backfield behind him. Hand off Rohde to the near side. It's 3, maybe 4 yards to the 35. Second down and 6. And Marshfield in no particular hurry. I don't think they're trying. I think they might try to run a play here somewhat quickly. And if they get a big run here, then maybe they'll think of something here. But if they don't gain much here, they'll be more than happy to just take this one into the locker room. Second down and 6. 50 seconds left to go until halftime. Marshfield leads 23-14. And, yeah, Robinson's just looking at the officials as they count down the play clock on the field. Remember, no visible play clock in high school football in Wisconsin. Robinson takes a snap, gives it to Rohde. Rohde pushed over a defender, goes over the 40-yard line, and pushes his way out to the 44 for a first down. Clock will stop momentarily while they move the chains. 32 seconds left until halftime. Now the clock restarts. And Memorial's going to use a timeout. So we'll keep it here. Memorial is going to burn a timeout, which on one hand is a little surprising because you're inviting Marshfield's offense to maybe try something. At the same time, I think they saw in that last play the defenders were on their back heels getting pushed. And I think that coaching staff wants to do everything they can to make sure you don't see somebody bust out here a 40, 50-yard run because your defenders are tired.
Yes, there are 2 ways to look at this timeout. You have one side that's saying, hey, you're giving Marshfield a good chance of turning around and scoring here. On the other hand, looks like Tom Westcott's coaching staff saw something on that last play they wanted to discuss.
So Marshfield has it 1st and 10 at their own 44-yard line with 29 seconds until halftime. Marshfield has scored the game's last 15 points in a wild one. Robinson again under center. Rohde and Taylor behind him. He'll hand it to Rohde. Rohde is pushed down at the last scrimmage. Violently thrown back by Zach Hinden, who said, oh, you can't pet my dog. And another timeout taken by Memorial. So Memorial is trying desperately, I think. This is a sort of strategy you see maybe somebody doing Madden football. It's 2nd down and 10 coming up. I actually don't know what they're trying to do because you blew the play dead. Marshfield was going to let the halftime clock run down. You're not going to get the ball back. So I'm not sure really what they're doing.
This is a bit of a head scratching situation. What?
Because this is 2nd down right here. You can't get the ball back. Now you're just inviting there to be a broken play and something happen. And Marshfield, second and 10 from their own 44. Robinson, again under center, again turns. He'll hand it off to Hayden Carlson coming to the near side. Carlson will gain 3, maybe 4 yards. And another timeout by Memorial with 12 seconds left. I don't know what they're doing.
This is confusing me just as much as it's confusing you.
Because you're not going to get the ball back. So you're just inviting there to be something wonky that happens. And it's really weird if you're doing this because you want to give the guys experience. It's an odd time to be doing it. I don't know why, unless somebody has completely miscalculated what the clock is. Because you've got 12 seconds to go until halftime. This is third down. After this play will be the end of the half, unless, say, Marshfield gets a big play, and then they say, you know what, we'll call timeout and we'll run one more play and maybe take a shot at the end zone. If I'm their coaching staff, I'm telling Robinson, maybe you do try to throw the ball in the air here. My guess is they'll run it, though, because if you throw incomplete, then you got to punt it and, you know, all that. We'll see. Third down and 5 from their own 49. Robinson will pass. Throws deep. Far side. It's on the 20. Catch made in stride. Hinson's got the touchdown. That is all on the Memorial coaching staff. Brooks Hinson catches it in stride at the 20-yard line and walks on in a 51-yard touchdown reception. For Hinson, his third touchdown reception of the game. It comes with 5 seconds left until the end of the half. 29-14 Marshfield, and Frederick on for the extra point. Wow. Ball's down, kicks on its way, and the extra point is through the uprights. It is 30-14 Marshfield leads. I do not know what they were thinking. I really do not know. I don't know.
I can't explain it either. Why burn the timeouts now?
I don't know if you had a chance to get the ball back. Maybe I don't know. That is all on that Memorial coaching staff. I have no idea why they wouldn't just let the clock burn. You had no realistic shot of getting the ball back. I mean, you're really trying to overthink the game if you're thinking, well, I really want to force them to have to punt the ball and maybe something happens. The time wasn't on your side.
That's just confusing.
So Marshfield will kick it back to Memorial here with 5 seconds to go until halftime, and Marshfield leads 30-14 and have broken it wide open. End over end kick that'll land at the 5 and go into the end zone. Another touchback for Keegan Frederick. And Memorial will have it at their 20-yard line. Wow, has this game changed? You had the Brody Neff interception in the end zone with about 6 minutes to go until halftime. Memorial led 14-8. They got the ball at their own 1 after that interception. And since then, it has been all downhill. A safety one play later. Marshfield then scored as they got the ball back again. And it's been all Marshfield ever since. One more play here until the end of the half. Gunlock in the shotgun. My guess, just a handoff here to Simmons. No, Gunlock will pass. Rolls near side. Throws short near side. He overthrew his intended target, and that's how the first half comes to an end. Brooks Hinson with 3 touchdowns in this first half for the Marshfield Tigers. Some questionable coaching decisions for Memorial at the very end as well. And the Marshfield Tigers, who will get the ball to begin the second half, have a 30-14 lead on the Memorial Old Ames. We'll come back. We will update you on how this first half went. Derek will take a look around the league and tell you what else is happening in the area as far as Altoona, Eau Claire North, and with Regis, and much, much more. This is Eau Claire Area High School Sports from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Don't go anywhere, as coverage of Eau Claire High School football continues next with the Halftime Show, featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step in smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com. Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here at halftime at Carson Park. The Marshfield Tigers with the final 22 points of the first half take a 30-14 lead on the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes at the break. And boy, did this game turn. If you stepped away for a moment, you were driving around the area, and you just simply took the time to go from your garage into your house. That is how, and then you had to fumble around and find a listening device again. The game turned in the span of about 2.5 minutes of real time. That is it. And the end result is Marshfield has broken this game wide open. They'll have the ball to begin the second half. And Memorial is up against it. Their season very much is on the brink, Derek, as they enter the second half of this one.
Yeah, they're It's getting really bad here. Giving up 22 straight points is never something you want.
But the bad one was at the end of the first half. We'll talk about it again. Questionable coaching from the Memorial team. Questionable time management. They have no idea. Marshfield just wanted to run the clock out. There were some 20 seconds left. Memorial had no chance to get the ball back. Memorial kept burning timeouts. They pretty much dared Marshfield to throw it deep. Marshfield said, all right, we'll take a shot, and they connect on a 51-yard touchdown. And that's a big difference from being down 23-14 to being down 30-14. That's a big, big difference, because now if you're Memorial, you're down three scores, and that includes two-point conversions. So it's a tough road to hoe here for Memorial. Again, questionable decision from that coaching staff at the end of that first half. That really changes everything, because you went from being, all right, Marshfield had momentum, halftime might break it up, to now you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, this game went from, okay, it's all right. Marshfield will have the ball to start, but if we can get him to stop, it's not terrible. It's not out of control.
But still a fun one we've had here, and I think the optimism people can still have for Memorial in this game is that their offense, when they were moving the ball, they were moving the ball. And with that in mind, let's go and take a look at how we got here. Derek takes us through the scoring summary.
Well, Marshfield started off getting on the board 4 minutes and 11 seconds to go into the first quarter when Hinson got a touchdown reception. And with the successful two-point conversion, it was 8-0 to Marshfield. But then, a big rushing play by Shamar Simmons with a minute 45 to go, a 7-yard touchdown run, which went down something similar to this.
Simmons steps right over him, touchdown Memorial. And they're a two-point conversion away from tying the score.
After the Shamar Simmons touchdown, it turned around as Clark, with 11:27 to go into the second quarter, got a 30-yard touchdown play to make it 14-8, and it sounded something like this.
Probably going to go for it on fourth if you don't get it here. Gunlot to pass. Gets good protection. Heaves it deep near side along the goal line. Looking for Clark. Leaping catch made. Touchdown. Touchdown Memorial. As Julius Clark leapt over the defender, Jacob Sadowska pulls it at the goal line and backpedals his way in. Touchdown Memorial. And they take the 12-8 lead.
And before the game spiraled out of control for Memorial, Brody Neff got this big interception at the goal line.
Under center, Robinson on second and five at the plus 16. He's going to let the pass. Throws far side towards the end zone. Leaping interception made. Brody Neff picks it off at the end zone and then brought down at the 1 yard line by the intended receiver, Brooks Hinson. Neff went off, picked it off a couple yards into the end zone, and Memorial's defense holds the second interception of the game. Yeah, Ryan Schultz had one earlier. And Derek, the key. Brooks Hinson had three touchdowns. You'll talk about a couple more here in a moment for him. But that tackle he made may have been the biggest play that we've had in this game. Now, Neff caught the interception a couple yards into the end zone. You know, it's hard to say, even in the pros and the college, you're that close to the end zone, you don't know exactly where you are, you don't go quickly down for the touchback. If he even gets out of the five or the six or the seven, that's better. He only gets to the one. Hinson tackles him, and it sets up that safety you'll talk about.
Yep, with 5:29 to go in the second quarter is when it really started to spiral after Marshfield got that safety in the end zone. And then from there, with 4:40 to go, Hinson caught another touchdown for 15 yards, which turned the game around, made it 16-14 after the failed extra point. Then, with 2:42 to go, Rhodey ran one in from 4 yards out with a successful extra point, making it 23-14. And then, with just 5 seconds left, after Memorial burned three timeouts after some questionable decisions, with 5 seconds to go, Hinson caught a 51-yard touchdown from his... He caught it well deep, And with a successful extra point, this is where we are at 30-14. Some key stats from the first half. Marshfield were 3-for-7 on third downs. Memorial 4-for-8. Fourth down scenarios, Memorial just had one attempt and they were unsuccessful. Marshfield 2 attempts, successful on both. Penalties, Marshfield had 2 totaling up to 20 yards. And Memorial 5-for-55 yards. Turnovers in the game, Marshfield had 1 and Memorial has gotten 2 and Marshfield has gotten 1.
Well, I'm going to tell you why this is such a big, big game here for Memorial. If you don't win this game, you'll be 0-2 in the conference. You need 4 wins out of 7 in conference to qualify for the playoffs. So you lose this game, and you can only lose 1 more the rest of the way. That's how big this game is. So we'll see what Memorial has in them in the second half, down 30-14. When we come back, Derek will take a look at other area action. How is North doing? They, too, have an equally big game tonight. By the way, Memorial and North play each other next week here at Carson Park. He'll tell you about how North is doing, how Altoona is doing, and how Regis is doing when we come back on the other side of this timeout. 30-14, Marshfield leads Memorial at halftime here on Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time to go around the area with me, Derek Montano. Unfortunately, we have no report on the Durand versus Regis game. Somebody messed up there, and we have no live stream from that. However, elsewhere, in a crossover showdown with Eau Claire North, they have a familiar foe from the BRC in Superior. That game is at the half. It's North who leads 29-7 in a very big game for them as they're looking to get a win on the board. Elsewhere, St. Croix Central leads Altoona big 24-6 at the halftime intermission. That is your look around these area games.
A quick update on our upcoming schedule. We will not have a game next week. Of course, we expect you all to be here at Carson Park next week. North Am Memorial, the city showdown next week here at Carson Park. We will not have coverage of that. We will rejoin you in a couple of weeks. We are right now going to have Memorial against Menominee here at Carson Park in 2 weeks. And then the week after that, we'll rejoin the Eau Claire North Huskies. And then our schedule after that is to be determined based on games that mean the most and the games that have the most amount of impact, whether it be Memorial, North, get Regis involved, of course, and also even Altoona. And don't forget, folks, we'll have a full slate of boys and girls high school basketball joining us as well. Folks, the halftime being delayed a little bit, they had it's a Hall of Fame weekend for Memorial High School, so they inducted about a dozen people into the Hall of Fame, and they had them all out at halftime, and each of them got a novel read aloud about them. I don't think they really planned for how long that was going to take, so it's delayed everything. They now have the marching band out there, and the marching band, of course, is still going to do its full show. They're not going to be cheated out of their performance. So let's take a moment here to sit back and listen to the Memorial Old Abe Band. Again, the Memorial Old Abe Marching Band. Well, halftime winding down. The Marshfield Tigers looking for their first win of the year. Lead the similarly winless Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves by a score of 30-14. Does Marshfield hold on, get their first win, and hand Memorial what would be a devastating blow for them? Or does Memorial come back and have an absolutely dramatic win in their own right? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We will have the second half right after this. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Bjorkstrand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes, and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the field, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's return to the field, and with the play-by-play, here's Scott Montesano.
And again, Marshfield leads the Memorial Old Aves 30-14. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well here today. And again, a longer halftime than usual because of the Hall of Fame inductions for Memorial. Teams are just now back on the field, about 3 minutes away from getting the second half going. Derek, quickly run through how the scoring took place in that first half.
Well, Hinson got the scoring going from Marshfield with four minutes, 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. But then Shamar Simmons got Memorial on the board with a minute 45 to go with a 7-yard rushing touchdown.
Simmons steps right over him. Touchdown, Memorial. And they're a 2-point conversion away from tying the score.
And then after that, Julius Clark with a big 30-yard touchdown reception.
Probably going to go for it on fourth if you don't get it here. Gunlock to pass. Gets good protection. Heaves it deep near side along the goal line. Looking for Clark. Leaping catch made. Touchdown. Touchdown Memorial. As Julius Clark left over the defender, Jacob Sadowska pulls it at the goal line and backpedals his way in. Touchdown Memorial. They take the 12-8 lead.
And after that, Brody Neff was able, while Marshfield was driving, Brody Neff was able to intercept the ball in the end zone.
Center Robinson on second and five, plus 16. He's going to pass. Throws far side towards the end zone. Leaping interception made. Brody Neff picks it off of the end zone and then brought down at the 1 yard line by the intended receiver, Brooks Hinton. Neff went up, picked it off a couple yards into the end zone, and Memorial defense holds the second interception of the game.
The downside to that, however, is with being stopped on the 1 yard line, Shamar Simmons slipped in the end zone, resulting in a safety. And then from there, it's all downhill. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Then it's Hinson with a 15-yard touchdown reception. The extra point fell, however, making it 16-14. Then with 2:42 to go, Brody rushed into the end zone from 4 yards out, extra point being successful, making it 23-14. Then after some timeout burning, with 5 seconds to go, Hinson, a big 51-yard touchdown reception, a successful extra point, made it 30-14, which is where we sit now.
And it'll be Marshfield getting the ball to begin the second half. Well, Marshfield, the black helmets, white tops, orange pants. Memorial, the white helmets, purple tops, white pants. Marshfield will be going from right to left across your listening device. And, of course, people can be listening to our fine friends on 9.5 FM right here in Eau Claire. But anywhere, thanks to echometownradio.com, people can be tuned in today if they so wish in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hey, a shout-out to Hagerstown, Maryland tonight. Well, before we do anything else, let's get you ready for this with the play-by-play of the third quarter of tonight's game. Here's Derek.
Well, Scott, I thank you. And once again, good evening, everybody, from Carson Park. This is really the first time I've done a quarter by myself here in high school football.
It's a little different than EA College Football 25, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's definitely different from when I'm broadcasting by myself there. Well, Memorial will boot the ball away. Going back, it'll be Kellen Brown that will kick it away to Marshfield. Set up two players back there consisting of Graydon Rohde and, I'm trying to get a number there, Hayden Carlson looks to be the two players back. Brown ready. He'll run, but meets ball, line drive kick. Taken at about the 20-yard line by Carlson. He'll break three. He's to the 30. He's to the 40. He's bounced to the outside. He's to the 50. Flag on the play. He's going to run. He's to the 30, 20, 10. Wave him goodbye. A kick return touchdown, but a flag on the play, however. And yeah, it looks like this could come back.
Yeah, there'll be a block in the back and around the 44 of Marshfield. So this one will come back. And Marshfield will end up taking over just inside their own 35 when all is said and done.
And Memorial will breathe a sigh of relief as they nearly just gave up a kick return touchdown.
Well, what I was about to say is, you know, if Memorial could get that third turnover, that would be big. At the minimum, they can't allow Marshfield to score any points on this drive. And you'd love to get a three and out. If you could, get a quick three and out, get a turnover if you can, get the ball back, score, and get that momentum again on your side. The very long halftime break, if anything, could be a benefit for the Old Abes if they take advantage of that.
And yeah, this could be a big opportunity for them to really make a defensive stop out of the first. Just underway here in the second half, 11:47 still to play. I keep trying to say New Richmond. It's Marshfield.
Oh, same color scheme.
Yep, same color scheme, same team name. Marshfield leads 30-14, and the offense will jog out there. Memorial's all set, right, just waiting on Marshfield to make their way out.
The officials were having a difficult time really getting themselves organized as to the penalty and where they want to spot the ball, but they're going to spot it just inside the Marshfield 35.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 35-yard line for Marshfield. Marshfield waits. Robinson takes send the man in motion, takes a snap, wide receiver sweep to the outside, sneaking three and squeaking through two defenders is Lucas Holland, and he will gain a. He'll be able to move the sticks on that play to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, 11-yard gain for the backup quarterback who they used out of that wide receiver sweep position. And yeah, a couple missed tackles at the line, and he was able to squirrel his way ahead for the first down run.
Robinson gets his team set. Four wideouts, two to each side. Robinson will call Rhodey back. Takes the snap. Fakes to give to Rhodey. Throw is dropped out of the hands of Brooks Hinson, who had it at about midfield over the middle and just couldn't hang on to it.
Need to see this Memorial defense stiffen up. This is a Marshfield team, as we said before, had only scored two offensive touchdowns all season. This defense, which is getting some help from its offensive teammates today, needs to step up and get a stop here to begin this second half so they can get back into the game.
Empty backfield for Robinson on this play. Never mind, he'll call Rhodey back behind him. Snap, high snap, fakes the give, and will run it himself is Robinson. He was trying to go through a hole, but Graydon Rhodey accidentally blocked his route, but nevertheless he'll get to the outside, and it'll be third down at right about the 50-yard line.
Yeah, third down and six, and we've seen Robinson do that a few times. He, again, is an all-star shortstop and pitcher for the Marshfield team, both the Legion team and the varsity team in the spring, and he shows that poise when these plays sometimes break down in the backfield.
Third and six now for Marshfield. Robinson takes the snap, looks to pass, steps up in the pocket. Now he'll roll out, but he'll be taken down in the backfield by a big play there by Luke Johnson getting into the backfield.
Johnson was like a deer in an apple orchard. He was going for the low-hanging fruit as he was chasing Robinson. He tried to swipe the ball away from him too, try to get that strip sack. Robinson at the last moment protected the ball, but they get the sack. And now we'll see on fourth and seven, do they punt? We've yet to see Marshfield punt the ball at all today. And yeah, it does look like they're gonna punt. And we're gonna see Jace Frick punt, and he was sending some boomers during pregame warmups.
Yep, left back to take it for Memorial.
Frick stands at his own 35, by the way.
High snap, boot is away. High spiraling kick, it'll land just inside the 20 and skip out of bounds at about the 19-yard line.
All right, the Memorial defense held, and now you need a big offensive drive if you are Memorial. Again, they're without Tay Ferguson today, which was a surprise to us. We don't even see him on the sideline today. So again, that is a surprise, but they did get Julius Clark back, as well as Aaron Gunlock, who missed last week with an injury. Again, Memorial down 30-14, 9:26 left in the third quarter. If they can score on this drive, you've got yourself a game.
Gunlock, Simmons, backfield with him. Gunlock the snap, hand off Simmons. Tries to beat a man, but he'll be stopped pretty much right at the line, a gain of maybe one.
You are down 16 points. You're technically down two possessions, but realistically down three. You need those two-point conversions.
Here's a snap to Gunlock. Dropping back, looking for Neff near side. Catch made, a leaping catch there by Neff at about the 31-yard line, and he'll advance the sticks.
Nice pass and catch to Neff, but boy, he had Clark streaking in the slot position right along the hash marks. He could have had a big game.
Hand off now to Simmons, trying to advance to the near side, but ran out of room, a gain of just three.
Again, this offense was humming along there for a couple of drives. And if they can find that slick spot again and coast their way on the road, they'll be fine.
Gundlach looks to pass. Firing deep near side. He's got Clark, but gets double covered. And that one will be swatted away by a Marshfield player. Couldn't quite catch the number.
That's number four, Beckett McFarland, who did a great job coming out of the safety position to close down and bat that ball away, and now he's down along the near sideline as he landed hard, and they will attend to him. You hope he just got the wind knocked out of him as he again fell down hard. Well, 8:28 to play in the third quarter. Memorial down 16. Derek, send us the break.
All right, when we come back, we'll have more football here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strength.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strength.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Well, Beckett McFarland will walk off under his own power to the far sideline. And that's a good sight to see if you're Marshfield. Well, either way, it'll be third down and seven here for Memorial. Big play here for them. Backed up at their own 34-yard line, looking to get something going here. Gundlach set up with Shamar Simmons in the back. And three wideouts, one to the near side. That's Brody Neff, and two to the far side. Gundlach takes the snap, rolls out far side. Looking deep, firing, looking for Neff, but that one is going to be underthrown and knocked down by Preston Hackett.
Hackett almost and should have had the interception at his own 40. If he'd had a little more under on that, though, and got it over Hackett, he had Neff over the defense, and Neff would have been gone for the touchdown. Good play call, good play design. Gundlach just threw that ball, just couldn't get an extra 5 yards on it, and Memorial will have to punt the ball.
Yep, that'll mean Kellen Brown is back out there to boot this ball away. Standing back at his 34-yard line is Brooks Hinson. Long snap. Oh, there's going to be a flag. Somebody jumped.
I think somebody jumped for Marshfield, so it won't be enough for a first down, but it set up a fourth and two. Ooh, they're pointing towards Memorial, saying that somebody from Memorial must have went. So, yeah, false start on Memorial. That'll back them up 5 yards. And
illegal procedure against the old age.
Now set up Marshfield for maybe even better field position as Hinson stands at his 40-yard line.
Yep, so now Brown standing at his own 15-yard line here, ready to boot this ball away. And the snap, ball is booted away, will land at about the 41-yard line and bounce out of bounds. It'll be first down there for Marshfield at their own 41-yard line.
Marshfield got the Memorial got the defensive stop, but could not do much on offense on that last possession. Again, it is, even with the two-point conversions, a two-possession game right now. Marshfield, one more score from them probably does salt this one away. So again, the Memorial defense needs not only a big possession here, but they need a big second half overall if they're going to come back and win this gotta-have game.
Robinson will take the snap. He'll hand it off to Rohde. Rohde sneaks through the defense and is able to get past midfield, will be just short of the first down marker at the 49-yard line. It'll be second down and 1 yard.
Some over pursuit by the linemen for Memorial. They had a good rush there and got through the line, but again, missed tackles and turned what would have been a 1 yard loss or at most a no gain into a gain of 9.
Robinson, right behind his center, well, with two players behind him, one of them being Hayden Carlson. He'll take the snap, he'll hand it off up the middle, and they'll gain the first down on the play and a little bit more.
Josh Taylor, the ball
big play there by Josh Taylor. He'll get roughly 6 yards on the play and another first down for Marshfield. We've seen in games past for Marshfield, their problem has been moving the football. And today, it seems like they have not had a problem with it. First and 10 now from the 44 of Memorial. Oh, ball skips loose on a run play to Graydon Rohde. He had tried to bounce to the outside, got the ball knocked out of his hands, and eventually the ball, he'll just fall right back on it, Rohde does. It'll be second down and a loss of 2 yards, so it'll be second and 12.
Memorial's got North next week. North was leading Superior big. That'll be a huge game next week as far as who will still have a shot realistically at playoffs after next week.
Second and 12 now. Oh, a clear jump in the on the line. It looked like it was either...
Yeah, I think it was both Johnson and
Chumas, it looks like, yeah. It looks like Chumas and Johnson both jumped in the on the line. It'll be a 5 yard penalty and second and 7 now for Marshfield. Second and 7 now, 42-yard line of Memorial. Takes a snap, hand off to the outside. There's a flag on the play, but not before a good run by Graydon Rohde to the outside.
They're gonna get Taylor on a hold here for Marshfield, so that'll come back.
So backwards we shall go, and Marshfield will have to do it again. So that 10-yard penalty will back them up.
It's
6:16 left in the third quarter. Marshfield has the ball around midfield. In fact, it'll go back on their side of the 50 to the 49. But Marshfield leads 30-14. And how big of a play was that Hinson 51-yard reception at the very end of the half? It changed everything.
Second down and an Uber drive to go, 17 yards. Takes a snap, hand off in the backfield, but nowhere to run for Hayden Carlson. He's stopped right at the line. It'll be third down and a long way to go.
The junior Kane Lyons was the first guy there to slow him down, and then he got finished off on a shoulder shiver by Zach Higdon.
Third down and about 16 yards to go from midfield exactly, a little bit on the Marshfield side of the 50. Big play here, third and 16. Marshfield sends four wideouts, one to the near side, three to the far side. Robinson takes the snap, looking deep, fires deep, has man, but he overthrows him. Overthrew Camden Colstead, who if he had caught it, he probably would have been gone.
Led him a little too much, but the Memorial defense holds. Now Marshfield will bring the punter out and a chance for them to pin Memorial back deep into their own end here. As Neffel circle like a shark around a wounded boat in the middle of the ocean. But a chance here for the punter, Jace Frick, to pin them inside the 15, maybe even inside the 10.
And during warm-ups today, Frick had had some very good booming punts during warm-ups, so I'd expect nothing less from him here.
Frick, a backup offensive tackle.
Here's the snap. Low snap is away. Neff will let it bounce at about the 20, and it'll take a more bounce and roll out of bounds at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, so both his punts have gone along the sideline, and they have taken the hop, but they've both taken a sideways hop right out of bounds, much to the good fortune of Memorial. And they're going to say it went out of bounds at the 26. Memorial now down by two. Now they're going to back it up here. For a moment they had it at the 26, but you were right, Derek. It was at the 21, and that's where they'll put it, near hash at the 21. Memorial down by 16, 5:08 to go in the third. Haven't scored since early in the second quarter.
Of course, the one quarter I'm doing, nobody seems to want to score. Gunlock to take the snap. He'll hand it off to Simmons. He finds a way through a hole, and he'll gain about 6 or 7 yards on the play. It'll be second down and about four to go.
He made the senior Ethan Richardson pay for that decision to try to bring him down.
Gunlock the snap. Again, Simmons, this time trying to go to the near side. Sheds off one tackler, but is brought down right about the line to gain. And they'll give him the first down on the play. Moving the sticks now for Memorial. Quickly back up to the line now. Gunlock the snap. Again, Simmons running through, and he'll get to about the 40-yard line, trying to cut to the near side.
It's like a video game. You see what the offense tries to do for Memorial. They try to get that little fire emoji above Simmons' head and use that momentum and run him 4 or 5 plays in a row.
Gunlock again hands the ball off to Simmons, but he'll go nowhere. Oh, and a late flag comes flying in now.
I think they're going to get a little extracurriculars on Ethan Robinson of Marshfield. Or was there maybe even a face mask?
It all comes down.
I don't know, though. One of the Memorial offensive linemen is operating like it might be on him late. See what the call is from the Whitecap.
So it will.
It's a personal foul on Marshfield. That's 15 yards and a free first down.
So Memorial will get themselves a free 15 yards on the unnecessary roughness personal foul. And that will put them into plus territory now. They'll be at the Marshfield 45-yard line. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Memorial still trails 30-14. Gunlock takes the snap. He'll look to pass this time. Rolling out, throws, underthrew his man. He was looking for Julius Clark over the middle.
There's a flag down the far side away from everything.
There is a penalty on the play.
With somebody offsides for Marshfield. Whitecap comes and tells us. Now a false start on Memorial will back them up 5 yards.
So back goes Memorial. That is now their eighth penalty of the ball game. And
it's a 5-yard penalty.
Back they'll go. Back they'll go right to about midfield. It'll be first and 15 now. Gunlock takes the snap. Dropping back. Looks close. He's got a man in Simmons. Tries to shed off a tackler, but he'll be stopped right about a gain of 5 yards, right back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down.
One of my favorite plays in college football, 25, the old H-back slip screen. Got him 5 yards back and second and 10.
Again, Simmons, this time on a running play. He'll get maybe 2-3 yards, but he is then walled off by the Marshfield line.
Well, this is two down territory for Memorial. Third down and 7 at the plus 42. Don't need all 7 here on this play, but you'd like to get all 7.
Third down and 7. Gunlock. He'll look to pass. Rolling to the near side. Fires. Incomplete. Knocked away there by Brooks Hinson after getting Julius Clark was Gunlock.
That was set up nicely too. He got a great block in the backfield by Simmons, who picked up his man, but he led Clark just a little too much, and Clark couldn't pull down that diving reception.
Well, Memorial will go for it on 4th and 7 at the plus 42-yard line. Gunlock takes the snap, looks to pass, steps up, fires an awkward pass, and it will go over Julius Clark, and Memorial will turn it over on downs.
Nobody was open whatsoever. All the Marshfield players had all of the parking lots accounted for. There was no place to go. A very good job of coverage by the Marshfield Tigers and Memorial. And here's where, again, that field position comes into play. Marshfield keeps pinning Memorial back. Again, still a two-possession game, but, boy, could Memorial's defense use a big turnover here to maybe try to flip that field position a little